This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And it is Tuesday, right after episode 8 of Bachelor in Paradise. But before we get into our recap, guys, we wanted to give a little update on kind of what's been going on in our lives and what we got coming up. Me and Eric just got back from Austin, Blended Fest down in Austin, Texas last night, and a hell of a weekend. It was a fun, fun weekend. I played 3 gigs down there, and we saw God knows how many artists. So it's an awesome weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still recovering, hurting. I'm really surprised you have a voice.
I know.
Eddie would say your Tuesday voice now.
Dude, that's so true. I do have a voice. I do. Maybe that's why, though. It's Tuesday, dude. That's why.
Oh, yeah, I guess you had a lot of liquid hydrated and coating that throat this weekend.
I didn't drink as much this weekend. I didn't really get drunk. So, yeah. Other than that, though,
Other than that, it was week one in the NFL. Broncos that too. Won.
Week one in the NFL. Real quick, though, shout out to Blended Fest. They treated us right all weekend. Guys, if Blended Fest, and I think it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And
they're going into 6 or 9 cities next year.
Next year. And then, their goal is to hit 50 all over the world. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Sean, party, John, Kalika,
Christy,
the whole Blended Fest team over there.
If you see Blended Fest coming to your city in the next few years, you got to go because they throw a hell of a party. It's good wine, good food, good music, and good vibes all around. So keep your eye out.
Intimate setting right now before it gets bigger.
I would say it's not big right now, guys. So this is the chance. Actually, that was like the number one cough on everybody was saying was like, oh man, we're not like crammed up, you know, in the mosh pit while trying to see, you know, artists. So we'll be out in San Diego next month for Blended Fest to wrap up the tour, which is going to be amazing. Super excited for that. We'll give you more details as it gets closer. But hell of a weekend. Football started. I lost all my bets. So I didn't win a single fucking bet this weekend. I think I lost like 400.
Really fucking bad weekend.
I know, dude.
I think I won 4 out of my 7 fantasy leagues though, so not too bad.
That's not too bad. And then up you guys coming this weekend, Chicago. We're headed to Chicago, playing Bourbon Street again.
Kenny's Bar.
The
Bourbon Bachelor Street of Paradise.
Yeah, no shit. Not anymore. He's wifed up now. We'll get into that.
He was the hottest commodity down there, though.
Yeah. But that's going to be really fun, guys. So if you're in Chicago, come on out. We're going to be rolling deep. There's going to be a lot of us. It's
going to be about half the beach there.
Literally, yeah, about half the damn beach. And
some big alums.
Some other alums and everything, guys. So come on out. It's going to be a blast. Looking forward to it. Chicago always treats us right. Tell you what, that crowd energy Chicago gives is just as good as Denver and any other city I play. So I'm excited for this weekend. I need to rest up, but I'm excited for this weekend.
Since we don't really ever spill too much Bachelor tea, should we spill a little potential DJ love?
What's that?
A couple of those artists that were side stage this weekend?
No.
I'm fucking kidding.
I thought you were being serious. I was like no, that'd be fucked up. That would be fucked up. No.
TMZ hit me up. Just kidding.
They don't even pay enough for that.
No, not at all. Just kidding. No. I wouldn't anyway. Anyway, so I guess we can get into we had a third ceremony tonight. So
finally, 8 episodes in, guys, we have our third rose ceremony finally. I feel like so much has happened, but I feel like we've been on the Brendan and Piper now for about 3 episodes, but that's where it picks up pretty much. Natasha and Demi are kind of sitting there like, what the fuck? Why is everybody kicking Chris and Elaine off the beach? Brendan's like right there, you know, and he did just as bad, you know.
Oh, worse.
Maybe worse. It's pretty funny hearing them be like, it's because they're all friends with Brendan, which I agree to a degree.
I think that has a point last week. Yeah. You said it was a big popularity contest there. Mm-hmm. So
it is. And it's not, I don't think that's some kind of seat. Like, I don't think that's fucking a hot take by me. You know, it's a high school.
Marketing. I've told you before, I was like, dude, you can just always go back and rebrand yourself. Like, that is what you do in Paradise. Like, it's a rebranding. It gets you back out in the public eye. Like, it is a monetization opportunity. Like, who wouldn't do that?
Yeah. And like, I think that was what was frustrating with me tonight is watching some of these people go at, like, listen, Brendan and Piper, They fucked up. They did. And it wasn't necessarily obviously coming on the beach with a relationship. Not a good thing. Not a good look. But not the first people to do it. Where they went wrong was then by treating Natasha like shit. By talking shit about people on the beach and really not caring about other people's feelings. That's, to me, what was unforgivable.
Mm-hmm. And the way he kind of bashed women.
Like, yes. Well, especially
when
Natasha.
When him and Piper were just like, talking. Yeah. Well, and tonight he threw DeAndre in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who else? Oh, he threw Demi in there. Like,
yeah.
Just like, wow, this guy does not respect them at all.
Agreed. Agreed. Like I was saying before, like if like I think I said maybe last episode, maybe it was on my Instagram. Like if they would have just rolled over and apologized and been like, God, we fucked up. We wanted to be there. And then we wanted to come down here and enjoy a vacation. Fine. That could have been forgiven. But the way they've treated or the way they've acted basically since that moment has been terrible. Some of the worst I've seen on the beach. So we'll see. But I think that's going back to kind of like the fact that everybody goes down there for followers and engagement. Like that's not some kind of secret anymore. And honestly, it never really was. Like,
no.
Even before, you guys, I want to remind you, before social media, because I see everybody in my DMs being like, God, I want to go back to when the show was about love before social media. I'm like, guys, it was 20 million people watched Trista's season. 3 million watched the season now. So they were way more famous and made just as much money before. Trista was literally like Princess Di. Like she was it in America when her season aired. She was going to all the biggest parties. She was on all the magazines. Maybe she wasn't monetizing social media wise, but trust me, she was monetizing other ways. So I want
to- It was kind of more of an exclusive club back then.
Yeah, that
if
too.
If anything, social media-
Has diluted it. It's
kind of made it a bigger format maybe, but yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's watered down the product a lot because like the real- ...ness of the show just isn't there anymore. Or that it's losing the appeal of love.
We'll be right back.
Since day one, guys, the whole... It's always been... Like, you could go back to literally the first Bachelor and, like, the whole thing stick is... Are you here for the right reasons? Like fame has been a part of it from the beginning, every season. I mean, you know what I mean?
Jesse Palmer,
like, yeah, exactly.
NFL quarterback. Yeah. Now he's on TV.
Yeah. Like,
it jump starts. It's Jordan
Rodgers. Jordan Rodgers, 100%. Exactly.
Now he's on now the he's SEC good at his, network. Yes.
Yeah. He's very
but
good
it
at his job.
Careers.
Exactly. It got him a platform and it got him in the room. He got him in the room. He was eating at the table. And then, you know, he's obviously very good at his job. So,
and then you look at the Matt James, the Caitlins, like, Matt James is like going on Dancing with the Stars, Hannah Brown, everyone gets.
Exactly. So I think that's my frustration why I think everybody down there is being incredibly hypocritical because I understand the leading Natasha on 100%. But if you want to sit there and be like, you came down here for fame and so did you, you know, everybody else on the beach. So like I was getting worked up tonight because it's very frustrating to see people try and act like they're better than the other person. Like they're on some kind of pedestal when everybody is doing the exact same thing, you know?
Joe's campaigning for mayor. So,
yeah, I mean, you got Joe, you got Demi, you got literally, you know, all these other people down there. Like, listen, Joe, I love Joe to death. Do I think Joe and Serena are in love 100%? Do I think he anticipated falling in love? No.
We knew that. Conversations. Yeah.
He went down there because he's like, fuck it. Hey, I'll maybe get a free, you know, vacation and I'll get a bunch of followers. Like I can rebrand.
I got
my
pasta sauce coming out.
Yeah, I got some pasta sauce. Becca with her wine, you know, all the Demi,
all
you know,
timing.
Demi's engagement was done. Exactly. So like, let's not bag on these people for going down there to get a platform, you know, but the way they treated, obviously, Natasha and everything, that you can bag
on. It's funny. The people that complain about it are the ones giving them the platform.
Exactly. Joe's going to hit a million followers. Joe might hit a million followers, you guys. He might be, I think nobody else is really going to blow up. But
while
Joe's
we're talking
hit
about
one
this,
in.
Because do you remember like last week, before we haven't even started recapping yet, but
sort of.
Do you remember last week's episode when Piper was all excited about, and you remember when I hit 70?
Yeah.
Well, she's at like 78,000 right now. Can we start a campaign to get her back to 70?
Bro, I think she's been buying followers 100% because she was losing them and then she'd gain 2,000 and lose and gain 2,000, which is, I mean, it's fucked up and honestly illegal. You can get sued over that.
Apparently,
like,
she's
very much
majored in marketing but doesn't know how to market herself. So
I'd say buying followers, you can get sued by companies a lot for buying followers. So that's going to be interesting to see. But yeah, I mean, So all these people are yelling at them, which I think is the right thing. Like, I do think they should leave the beach. And you know, Joe led like all those like the girls.
I was just waiting on that. Like, I was just waiting for him to yell Sparta.
Yeah, that scene was funny. But I do respect Joe because look, none of the other guys did it. They're all friends with Brendan. So like, shout out to Joe for being like, I'll fucking talk to him. Like, I'll do this. None of the other guys will because they're not friends, you know? And I get it. I know Joe got a lot of backlash about bullying. And I think him and Riley, and I do think him and Riley bullied Chris. But I think this was a better conversation. They let Brendan talk. They let Piper talk. Like, they wouldn't let Elena talk, but they let fucking Piper talk. So I guess, I don't know. They didn't go as hard into Brendan, I don't think. But I also think Brendan isn't afraid to talk. Like, I think Chris was just he's such a sweet guy that he was kind of like shook by the whole thing. But Brendan still kept saying dumb shit.
Those two still do not understand it for some reason.
Line. There was a line he said. There was a meme.
I know you guys wrote the rules of dating and paradise. Yeah. Is that what you're thinking of?
No, but that was a good line too. That wasn't what I'm thinking of. That was a good line though. Because he's right. Like, where are all the rules? You know, like,
I mean, I think there's unwritten rules.
There is unwritten rules. I agree. There is. No, it was the line, I think, where he was like, listen, I didn't mean to lead people on. I just withheld information. Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
What? that just makes you look like a big asshole.
I don't know what that means. It was just literally like roll over, you know, roll over. Because there's nothing he can do at this point. But
I don't know. Like, I put it on my story tonight. Like, I took a picture of them. I was like, they looked so miserable leaving in that car. And I was brutal. Like, if this isn't what love looks like, I don't want it. Cause they're just like staring.
I'm really interested to see, I think they're still together. I'm guessing. Really interested to see their first post together.
Well, I was watching obviously Bachelor Scoop Nation. Good friend of ours.
Yeah.
She's great.
She is actually a big supporter. Shout out. Yeah.
She is or he, whoever it is. Yeah, he was in Boston this past weekend. It looked like taking fans with or pictures of fans, and that's where she's at, right?
Is she? I honestly don't remember.
Or is that where he's at, and then she visits?
I think he's there. Oh. Or she's in New York. That's what it is. She's in New York. He's in Boston. Yeah.
So, I
think they're still together. We'll find out. So it'll be interesting to see if they're still together, how people react to that. Yeah, that's kind of. And then all of a sudden, they leave. I thought it was going to be way more dramatic, dude. I thought it was going to be like, fuck you, I ain't leaving. And then producers, you know, like, we're going to have to get in the middle. Like, it was just very much like, we're out. Like, we want to be together. We're out.
That was the right thing to do. But they just, in that moment.
Yeah. It was the right thing to do. They didn't, I don't think they wanted to do. Like, I felt like they were, their backs were against the wall.
I think that's why Piper was so pissed, because she was trying to hit that 85K.
Yeah. So, I mean, to a degree, it was the right thing to do.
Did you catch?
They didn't want to do
Piper's comment, like when they were on the bed, when they were kind of talking before they made the decision to leave, where she was like, "I was excited about the future and possibility of making more money
or monetizing it or whatever."
Yeah, like they were just like,
"Just listen, that's the way everybody thinks." And then
Did you see her little release tonight?
Oh yeah, I did. I did. Yeah, it's like, story.
Nothing from this.
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, everybody thinks that way. Like, hey, we can monetize, get a few more followers. But you just can't say it. Like, you can't say it down there.
No.
I'm not going to say who, but I remember there was somebody on my season who came up to me and Derek, I think, and asked about followers. And me and Derek looked at him and looked at us, and we were like, we're not going to talk right now. Like,
yeah,
we're not going to talk about this down here, man. Like,
I mean, no matter you, like, you have a mic on. Yeah. If you said it, you say it.
Like, even if you're not mic'd, bro, they'll catch you. There's booms and shit. Like, you don't those talk
boom
about
mics.
It. Like, yeah, those boom mics will catch anything. It's just, you just don't talk about it. So they end up leaving. And I mean, for the most part, everybody was happy about it. They were like, peace or you know, bye. That's kind of the first 30 minutes of the episode was that debacle.
And then we go into, I love these two. The 70s porn.
God, Riley and Marissa
hot.
God damn. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I love how they were just doing it in the middle of the beach. Like, they were just like, they were don't give a fuck. Everybody at the bar was like, whoa, what's going on? They're just like all pervert.
I wish I could cue in some 70s like porn music right now. Just like that slow boom.
I just love how they own their sexuality and like how attracted to their sexual chemistry. And I'm not saying like other people on the beach aren't as attracted to each other or aren't as in a serious relationship. they just are very sexual people and they're owning it, you know, like whoever you are, just own it. Yeah. And they're owning who they are and what their relationship is. And I love it. And they go to the boom, 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 come back a couple hours later. And everybody's like, like at one point there was still looking like shaving cream over his face when she gets back. It was so funny.
So the toe thing, I let no one touch my toes. Football has wrecked my feet. I don't know what yours look like.
So I actually
I've had every toenail fall off from football. Like it's just, it's ugly. It's a bad situation down there.
Yeah. I have a couple toenails fall off.
I get pedicures twice a month still. And it still doesn't matter.
I have a couple toenails that have fallen off because of football and turf toes. But for the most part, I got good looking toes, but hell no, I would not let anybody lick my toe.
Half of my nails are dead. Like, oh, it's disgusting.
Oh, I got decent feet, but I still would not let anybody touch my toes.
But what about you?
Like, no. I would not. Dude, I don't. Toes kind of, feet kind of gross me out. Unless if you're like really attracted to somebody, sometimes like things that normally would gross you out, you're like attracted to. But I'm not a foot guy. You know what I mean? I'm not like a foot fetish guy for sure. And I don't think Riley or Marissa are either. I think that was just having fun.
I wouldn't put anything past them, man.
I was saying on Instagram tonight, I was like, just so you guys know, first of all, there's two boom boom rooms. But one is air conditioned, one is not. So really, there's only one boom boom room. Nobody wants to have sex in the fucking sweaty, like humid nastiness. And they're not very far, guys. So like, they're not on the other side of the island. And I was saying like, Riley and Marissa are probably loud as hell, just keeping up the whole island. They're just keeping up the whole island all night. But yeah, there's basically pretty much one boom boom room with air conditioned. So then what do we go into?
Thomas and Tammy have a little conversation. Poor Tammy.
Yeah, happy poor birthday. Tammy. Oh, that's right. It's her birthday. And in my opinion, like nobody was in the wrong here. You know what I mean? Like Thomas went on a date with another girl, hit it off. That's just how paradise works. Tammy felt betrayed. She's hurt. She wanted a real answer. He can't exactly give her the answer that she wants. You know, just searching for an answer. It's like every breakup ever. You know? Like
that's such an exact situation breakup. It's like, you got to leave your options open, right?
Like, yeah. So like, I don't blame Thomas. I don't blame Tammy because Tammy was really upset and kind of angry. I don't blame her for being angry and upset. That's how a breakup works. It's like, why are you breaking up with me? And you're like, I'm just not feeling it, you know, or my heart is elsewhere. Like, you can't really say much more. So I thought Thomas handled that pretty well. I thought Tammy handled it well. You know, it is like,
it is what it is. Yeah, like Thomas's line was like spot on. He was like, I had feelings for someone else tonight and I didn't feel bad about it. Like,
yeah,
it was upfront. Honestly, that's the best way you could. I did kind of feel bad for Tammy at the end, or like at the end of that conversation. It was almost like she was begging a little bit, like, "What can I do?" What can I was like, no, "Don't do that, girl."
Yeah, damn. Don't do that. But I think she was desperate. I mean, in that moment, you know, it's a horrible feeling, especially down in paradise where everything is just exponentially more intense. But how about that edit of her breaking down and Thomas and Becca like making out? I was like, you dicks, the way they edited it. Because that definitely didn't happen like that, guys. Probably not anyway, I don't think. But yeah, that edit was brutal.
And did you catch between Riley and Marissa and Tammy and Thomas's conversation, James and Tia kissing? Did you catch that?
Like for a half a second. Yeah. They like kissed like half and I was like, oh.
I had to do a double take, stop, rewind. I was like, is that Tia getting it in?
Okay. And that actually leads us into, because kind of the next thing is Blake coming down, right?
Well, rose ceremony, finally.
Oh, shit, you're right. My bad, rose ceremony.
Was awesome. The beginning of that was ABC finally did something really nice.
Yeah, right?
Good on them.
Wells giving Natasha a rose. That was great because I do think she deserves to stay. And I don't say that often. Like sometimes like if you get, you know, broken up with whatever, like you don't necessarily deserve to stay even if it was the wrong thing to do. But in this situation, I do because I think she had all her eggs in that basket.
Yeah. All
in. And she didn't really explore anything else. And just how the whole situation went down with Natasha. So a lot of people were saying, why does,
I was going to ask you that in my notes. Like, did you think Jacenia deserved a chance? Because it was clearly different, like in my opinion. Like
I agree. It was different. Jacenia, listen, everybody's like, oh, Chris met Elena before. Jacenia and Chris hung out before. That's been proven and showed. And then she waited for
the same trip.
Exactly. Jacenia was hanging out with Ivan. Chris comes down the stairs. She goes with Chris. So very completely different. You know, situation. She explored her options. She dated multiple people. She just, and honestly, I don't think she personally handled the situation as well as Natasha did. Natasha's been pretty understanding. She's had real grown up, mature conversations with Brendan. And so I think, I think that was a great thing for the master of ceremonies, Wells, to do and the show to do. So yeah, I'm glad she stuck around. But Demi went home. DeAndre went home. Jesenia. And who else? Sorry.
Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy.
We'll be right back.
Quick, want to touch base because I thought Joe kind of, I know there's, listen, Demi's been getting a lot of hate this season, and I think some of it, she said, probably said some things that I think she regrets. She's been a little toxic towards other women. But one thing I'll say about Demi, and Joe kind of touched on it, like sometimes she puts up this like really strong front and there are a lot of layers of Demi, but in my opinion, for the most part, she's pretty harmless and she's got a good heart. And even I've been a little hard on her this season, but I do think she has a good heart. And
I mean, it's like she just plays a role, that heel role.
She does. Well, sometimes the strongest people or the prettiest people are sometimes the most insecure. Like, I'll talk about that. I'm very insecure in that environment.
It's like it's like I call myself Shrek. It's like you got onions.
Exactly. Like, yeah. And I think Demi is just an example of that. Like, she's a beautiful woman who is very insecure. And I think that showed a little bit. But I genuinely think she wants to find somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, I do think she wants to find somebody. And so watching her kind of get very frustrated and cry about that in the car was hard, because I know Demi pretty personally. And I know, like I said, I know she's probably one of the most controversial people to be on the show, honestly.
And it's almost interesting, like when you see her in the car, right? It's like, it's almost like she's stuck in between the two personalities and doesn't know when to turn them on and off, and which one is real and which one isn't in those moments.
Yes. I think she's scared to be that vulnerable, open person because she's been hurt and burned. And so she puts on that like very like, hey, let's go to the boom boom room. You know, she puts on that front when I think she actually is.
She doesn't have to even do any of that.
Yeah, I know. And I think hopefully this, you know, she's learned a lot. And, but yeah, I think she does deserve to find somebody. I mean, everybody deserves to find somebody, but I think she genuinely is looking for somebody, you know? Mm-hmm. Yes, she went down there for following just like everybody else, but I genuinely think she deserves to find somebody and everything. Yeah. So, yeah. And they didn't even show Jesenia. They didn't even show her leaving.
No.
All they showed was Demi and...
They didn't show DeAndre leaving.
Tammy. Tammy eating that cupcake on the way out. That's awesome. A mood.
Yeah,
that's
a mood. Her birthday while she's crying.
Yeah, that's a mood.
Yeah, and then little John makes his little grand entrance.
Little John makes it rain on everybody. The little champagne makes his entrance. He's the new host. I'm excited to see what.
Yeah, I saw your story. Like, I remember when we won the Super Bowl. Yeah, I couldn't see for probably 38 hours.
Yeah, champagne in the eye, guys. It fucking hurts. If you've never been shot in the face with champagne, of course.
In certain moments,
but
don't
I wouldn't
care.
Give a shit on national television. I mean, like, fuckers, I can't open my left eye now for like 2 days, you know?
You're all sticky.
Yeah. Oh, it's worse. Honestly, champagne showers are the worst. They're not fun. Like, they're fun to spray other people, but like, nobody spray me. Yeah. So Lil Jon kind of joins, and that's kind of how we finish the night off. We get to the next day. Blake comes down.
Yeah. Taddy daddy.
Right away. I didn't know Tia was so into tattoos. Like, Tia,
she's
like
got a couple.
Obsessed.
She has like an owl.
Yeah, but she picked two guys, Blake and who was the other guy? Kenny. They both have a lot of tattoos. And that was like the
number
one thing.
She's making out with James, who's just like Mr. like Wall Street, slick back.
Very Wall Street. He reminds me of like Jason Tardik on my season.
Yeah,
very East Coast Baker look. Yeah, greasy look. But I saw he got a little haircut this weekend. Somebody posted that and he looks way better. Like, he had like it was great. You should let the flow go a little bit more. Tia and Blake actually were cute as fuck together. Like, Blake takes Tia on that date, and that's like the only person he's really into. And she's smitten, dude. I have not seen Tia like that.
Yeah.
Like, she was smitten.
I haven't seen her that shook since Colton Underwood.
I know. Since Colton, she is just into Blake.
I mean, she couldn't stop talking about her vagina dancing.
Yeah, like, she was just
I was like,
I'd be pregnant if you could get pregnant from making out.
How does she even know she's ovulating? Like, does she she take that kit down there?
Oh,
like,
women know, bro. Women know.
Oh, I don't know.
I was just
in my notes. I was like, because she didn't. I was waiting for her to mention her. What she call it? Her teapot.
Teapot. Yeah,
I was like,
teapot.
I was waiting for that to start steaming. Like, they were going to do that little like whistle noise.
That's pretty good. They're cute, dude. I mean, they had good conversation. She just seems smitten by him. So, poor James, because I don't think he's getting a rose this week. That dude's gotten zero screen time.
Dude,
he's
what,
just bouncing
what
around
bad luck.
From relationship.
Might meet somebody, they're gone.
Yep. So good on James. good on Blake. Well, good and
for
Tia.
Blake, man. Happy for yeah. Blake.
Happy for Blake. So I'm excited to see what happens with that relationship.
Blake's a good dude.
Yeah. So excited to see there. What else? Then kind of we just go into Serena and Joe, right?
Yeah. Well, Kenny Mari visit the Boom Boom Room. Poor Riley and Larissa have to like find a new place to sleep for the night.
Kenny and Mari, that seemed like the real deal. Yeah. Dude, how about Kenny being like, I think we're going to leave here together.
Mm-hmm.
And Mari was like, I know, me too. I was like, whoa. Like, whoa. Like, yeah. We were just making out with Demi yesterday, you know, like 2 days ago. So like, but I do believe, I think had Mari not fucking done that speech where she was like, you should go, you know, we should explore.
They would have been the
I think they would have been together the whole
there.
Time. Yeah. Yeah. So
outside
I'm happy
of Joe
for
and
him.
Serena.
Yeah. I'm happy for him. And I think they're there. Yeah. I think they're end game for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what happens with them. Yeah. And then we go into Joe, Serena and Kendall.
Dr. Joe comes down.
Oh shit, my bad. You're right. Fuck, Dr. Joe comes down.
Poor Natasha.
Dr. Joe still did not get enough screen time. He seems funny as fuck. Like some of his witty Joe, he just seems a very confident man too. Very confident man. Seemed really funny. And Natasha was really excited for that date. I think, and I loved how they kept showing everybody talking about how excited they were for them both.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I think
and even like
hit
the
it
guys
off.
From his season were like, oh, like Riley was like, Dr. Joe's a good dude.
Yeah, A plus.
That's
dude.
A good
yeah.
one for him. Like,
yeah.
He's a real one. Yeah. And I've heard nothing but great things about Joe.
Yeah.
Never met
no,
him,
me
but.
Too. Never met him either. No, me too. And it was going great. Like, the date was going fantastic.
Joe's poker face is fucking horrible, by the way.
Terrible like, poker face. Oh, terrible
he
poker
knew
face.
All about those two. And he was just sitting 100%, there biting 100%. His lip the whole time.
Yeah. I get boy code. I get man code. I get boys for hoes. Whatever you want to say. All those sayings. But this is an example where like, dude, you can like, Brennan left with Piper. Like you can date Natasha now. Mm-hmm. Like I don't quite get where Joe's coming from here because they're clearly into each other until Natasha mentions she dated Brendan and what happened with Brendan and then flip switched with Joe.
Yeah, because like he was like his first words were like my Brendan.
Yeah,
no, like
they
no,
are
no
super
way.
Close, but damn,
super tight.
Close. I'm shocked by that whole thing. I thought they were gonna like I thought the day was gonna end phenomenally and they were gonna maybe leave paradise together, you know. But he just flipped a switch and Natasha was like, did you know about Brendan and Pepper? And
you can just see him like, probably see for both of them. Like that would be hard to go back to like probably the real world. And then like you guys are hanging out together, like long-term it's probably like, this might make things really awkward.
I guess
after
that's
this.
An interesting way to look at it. I guess if you're thinking about the real world and you want to hang with your boy and Piper and Natasha,
like that, those double date conversations are going to be pretty awkward.
You're right. That probably wouldn't go very well. Dude, I haven't noticed, but has Joe come to the defense of Brendan at all, like in the real world? I haven't noticed.
I don't know. I don't follow.
I don't think really. He has.
And I haven't seen anything on like any like the couple like gossip sites.
Yeah, I don't think he has.
I think he probably couldn't because he just made his appearance tonight. So now maybe he will.
Maybe we'll see.
He probably couldn't leak it that he was coming to the beach.
Still, right? Just that he, but watching the show as a good friend, he could have said something. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe he will now. But yeah, Brendan. I mean, I don't know. It seems like they're done now, right? Like Joe got really weird at the end of that. And was like, yeah, let's just like see what happens. Let it ride. Let's go.
She knew
flow.
It too. She's like,
what
this
the fuck
is
does
over.
That mean? Yeah. So it's gonna be interesting to see that.
By the way, do you see how big those fucking margaritas were?
Yeah, those are huge.
Jesus,
size of their heads. That's more than two drinks, ABC. Actually, I bet they weren't even alcohol, to be honest. We didn't really get to see them come back to the beach yet because we kind of moved on to Joe and Serena. So I'm interested to see when Dr. Joe and Natasha get back and how everybody reacts to them. Because everybody's going to be like, I gotta go. And Natasha would be like, Brendan fucked it up for me again.
Yeah, she's haunted by him now. Yeah, because she even said it. She's like, that dude has too many friends.
Yeah. But, so let's get into the Joe, Serena, Kendall thing. Cause I want to kind of touch on this. First of all,
they're
Joe
so
and Serena
cute.
Are fucking
that
adorable.
Banter.
Dude, Serena seems like such a fun girl, She doesn't take herself seriously. She just seems like, I don't know, so genuine and honest and fun. And Joe is like the same exact way. I think Schlingen is way more outgoing than Joe. I think Joe's a little more shy and on the reserve side. But they seem to meld. You're right. Like, their banter together, the way they fuck with each other. Like, I love it. I love their relationship a lot. And basically, I mean, Serena opens up. You know, Serena said Serena said, yeah, we don't really know, you know, how to talk about our feelings. Like, Joe's not very good at that's putting it lightly. Joe talking about his feelings, like, no, he is, you know, he's very reserved.
Joe, yeah. If you can even just get like a sentence out of Joe.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, let alone him talk about his feelings. Yeah. But Serena does it. So Serena makes the move. And she's like, you know,
that's kind of the typical high school, like, kind of the cute way too, because he's, you know, it's coming, right? If you're that man, like, you know, it's coming.
I got a question.
I kind of love you too.
Or I want to tell you something.
Yeah. You're so excited in that moment. Like,
it was.
It's happening.
It was super cute. I got butterflies for him. It was super cute. I just love those
moments.
But yeah, and Joe was like, yeah, I think I'm falling in love too. I'm like, you think you are, Joe? Like, this woman just bared her soul to you, dude. But no, they definitely are falling in love. And they're the strongest couple, I think, for sure. And I love watching them together. So, you know, problem is Kendall does not like watching them together. She's having a hard time.
She's so god. Like, it sucks to see her hurting.
It does. And like, listen, I understand, guys. Nobody's kidnapped her and pulled her to that beach and is holding her at gunpoint on that beach. This is a decision that she is making on her own. That doesn't make it any easier. Yes, she can leave. And yes, in my opinion, she should leave. I think she should leave. It's clearly weighing on her mental health. It's not easy for her to watch him fall in love with somebody else to the point where Brendan like moved in to kiss her.
No, Ivan.
Ivan. Ivan moved in to kiss her. And Kendall's like, no. Not feeling PDA right now.
Couldn't even believe he thought that was a good moment.
Yeah, that was not a good moment.
What are you thinking, dude?
Not a good moment, bro. And he grabbed her chin and everything. Oh,
he's like, come here.
Not the smoothest moment for Ivan.
But like, when did Ivan and Kendall even fucking happen?
We haven't seen
any something?
Of that. We saw get just like Tia and James. We saw like 5 seconds of them kissing and then it was like, they go. So yeah, I feel for Kendall, but at the same time, it's like, I think maybe she should head out. Like, her ITM where she was crying and getting emotional and saying like, I still have love for Joe and like, you know, this is really hard to see him fall in love with somebody else and no, I'm not falling in love with anybody else. Like, that's hard. And like I said, everything in the environment, guys, is just exponentially harder. So it's been hard to watch. It's going to be interesting to see. It looks like she actually has a confrontation with Joe next week. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. Because I don't know why
she would
do that.
Yeah, she was like, Joe's just thriving down here and I'm not.
And he's seeing it.
Yeah.
That's what she said. And he's seeing it. It's like, it's not a competition. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, I don't know. I mean, I get it. Like, it's not fun to see your ex thriving and having, you know, falling in love and you're not.
But you know what you sign up. You do know what you sign up for there.
And she knows she knew he was going to be down there.
Too. Fuck it. Just kidding.
Everybody else. But I mean, it's still got to be hard for her. So I'm interested to see how that goes down next week. I think it's going to be a really hard episode for Kendall. It's going to be interesting to see how that whole thing goes down. We'll see.
It looks like we get a little more drama next week too. It looks like Ivan kind of is like, all right, Kendall ain't making out with me. I'm gonna swoop in here and get Chelsea, Aaron. And Ivan
is that what it was? I saw him. Oh, it was Aaron. God, Aaron's just getting confrontations with everybody, man.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Good God. Cool. All right. Well, I guess we'll see you next week. And like I said, we're in Chicago this weekend, guys. So if you're out in Chicago, come on out to Bourbon Street and see us. Otherwise, we'll see you same time next week. Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world-famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.